For many Australians, the Christmas holiday season can be a lonely period if friends and family are not near, and if you follow a religion that doesn't celebrate Christmas. An innovative community program at Kelvin Grove in Brisbane has fostered friendships between newly arrived Muslims and non-Muslims, and it embraces people of all ages. The uniting factor is knitting. Nance Haxton reports.
And then if I want to add the third colour, just tie it on to...
You know how when you change colours.
Knitting blankets for the needy is not something that springs to mind as the basis for cross-cultural friendships. But this group of women from a range of countries and generations meets every week at Brisbane's inner northern hub of Kelvin Grove to swap sewing tips and cultural insights.
You might put the white on, you just tie it onto the red.
Okay. You make it sound so easy.
At today's meeting, there's women from Eritrea, Mongolia, the United States and Iran. Michaela from Eritrea says she loves looking around the knitting group and hearing different accents and feeling more at home.
Yes, I have a lot of friends, different place, different culture. There's some women, they bring some food. Yeah, I love the food.
While 88-year-old Antoinette Hudson says she has loved meeting women she never would have otherwise.
So I can knit at home, but it's much more fun to come around here and have a cuppa and have a chat while I'm knitting and doing it for some charity.
Many in the group have come to Australia to study or support family members who are studying at nearby universities. Community development worker Kate Wildman says knitting has proven to be a great way to bring women together and overcome loneliness.
A lot of the spouses were quite isolated in their homes, and the children were going to school, but the parents weren't able to help them with their homework and things like that. So the exchange is a response to that eclectic group of people.
The group has grown from its knitting beginnings to buddy up more than 70 volunteers to help new migrants with English. The exchange, as it is known, also provides free tutoring programs for young children who have just moved to Australia, as well as community choirs and social table tennis. The centre recently won the inaugural National Award for Muslim and Non-Muslim Understanding from the University of South Australia and the Australia Day Council. Ms. Wildman says the award is a tribute to the people who meet there.
It's sharing culture, it's sharing food as well as language and friendship.
Enka from Mongolia says without the knitters group, she would have few friends in her new home.
When we are knitting, we are talking about our lives, our children and our countries. It was very interesting. Actually, I am not so good in knitting, but our other ladies are very good at it. I also learn from them.
That's Enka from Mongolia, ending Nance Haxton's report.